I'd like to call to order special call meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. First item is to approve the agenda, which there are two items on the agenda tonight. One is a public hearing on the budget, and then the second is adoption of the budget on first reading. So I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. First, we will go to the public hearing. And as we do in our public forum, in our regular board meetings, anyone who wishes to speak on the topic of our budget is welcome to come to the podium and address the Board of Education. You will have 3 minutes to address the board. At that time, the board may or may not comment on your presentation. There is a pad at the podium. If you would please sign your name and address on that pad, and then state your name and address so we can record that as well. Again, there are 3 minutes, and the topic is the Oak Ridge 2017 budget. So if anyone is here to speak or address the board, now's the time to do it. And I will let you know when you have 30 seconds remaining.
All right. My name is Miranda Conger, and I live on 116 Culver Road. And I'm here to address the art funds at Oak Ridge High School. I'm currently a senior at Oak Ridge High School. And I feel very strongly about this subject because Oak Ridge was built on creativity and all of the art that we have. And seeing teachers and seeing art classes go, I feel very horrible about, and I have 30 people's quotes, 30 students on how strong they feel, but I'm not going to read them all. And I just wanted to say, if it wasn't for art honors, I wouldn't have found my love for ceramics. I'm going to the Art Institute of Chicago on a merit scholarship, all thanks to the 3 teachers in the art department. Without these art classes, I probably would have dropped out due to lack of enthusiasm, depression, anxiety, maybe more. And I know many other people who have come a long way from these art classes with scholarships. I have a friend who is going to Florida, and I have a friend who has gotten a $48,000 scholarship. I may only be 18 years old. I may not know a whole lot about city council or the budgets, but I know it's really important, and ironic how we're all in a room full of art, but I'm just standing for what I think is important and trying to make a change for my art teachers. That is all.
Thank you very much. And I would just say, having young people come and speak to the Board of Education, in many cases, their opinion is more valuable than the adults that come and speak, because you're the one that's living the education. And so we appreciate that. Thank you very much for speaking.
I am Christy Bailey, and I emailed many of you last night, as a matter of fact, and I heard back from one of you, and I do appreciate the response. It means a lot. I had no idea.
Before you start, yes. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Name and address on there, please, ma'am.
Okay. Do I need to announce my address as well, or?
Pardon me?
Do I need to announce my address? Or
yes,
just,
and okay. Pull that mic. Thank you.
Okay. 3933 Deerfield Road in Knoxville, Tennessee, 37921. And I am one of the three art teachers at the high school. And I just want to preface this when saying I did not know a student was coming, and I'm very thankful that one did come. But I just wanted to personally address the board, having emailed you guys so that you can see who I am and get a feel for my love, and it's this. I think that everything Miranda said, I totally agree. This is a community based in art, and I think that what we offer as a department is invaluable to our kids. It's progressive, it's innovative, it's everything that STEM is and more. I think it's more so of the STEAM, it's the art element of it. And I think that's what we're moving towards, and we already do this, and we do it very well. I think that to cut an art position would be a huge step backwards. And ultimately, even if it comes down to me, I'm okay with that. I just want the position to stay because it needs to be there. And what I'm teaching my kids right now, we're doing design. We're hitting elements of 3D printing. We're looking at sustainable materials. We're looking at recycled materials. We're doing things that are cutting edge that are not seen in any other district. I think it's a huge asset to have here at Oak Ridge. You guys have the capabilities to do these things and to do them well. And then I have the skill to make sure they are done well and that the kids learn and take this and apply it in other areas. So I just ask that you reconsider the art position. I'm not sure how the budget comes down to figure out what comes and what goes, and I understand that. But I do hope that you reconsider the position because it does need to remain. That's all.
Thank you very much.
My name is Jennifer Lovelace. Miranda Conger is my daughter. I live at 116 Culver Road. I'm a big part of this community. I'm a local realtor. I help people come into our community. I have nothing but great things to say about our school system. My daughter has been impacted greatly by the art program at the high school. And I will tell you that in Chicago, when they saw her portfolio, they were blown away with her talent, and that talent would have not been achieved without her going through the system here. And as a person that is selling Oak Ridge and part of the community here, I really feel upset and kind of, I understand there's a budget, but I truly believe that that state-of-the-art program means so much to so many children who would not be touched by other programs in the school. And if it goes away, it will be very hard for many people, but I just want to let you all know that that's how I feel. I mean, I collect Charles Counts, Bill Capshaw, all local potters here, and it is a huge part of our community. Every festival, everything has something to do with the arts. I would like to see more children at the high school recognized for what they have achieved with all of these scholarships and things like that, because it is a huge feat for her to have been accepted, and not only accepted, but get any kind of scholarship. She did want me to read this, that she was kind of nervous. This is a quote by an anonymous student. It says, "The administration taking away all of these classes is basically telling people like us that we have one art contest and are going to art schools, that everything we have done is useless." We don't want these kids to feel useless, because I can tell you in 10 years, you're going to see things from my daughter out there that's going to be unbelievable, and it would have not have happened without Oak Ridge High School. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Seeing no one else, we will close the public hearing and move to the next item, which is approval on the FY17 budget on first reading. Do I hear a motion or a recommendation? Excuse me, Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY17 budget recommendation first reading.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
I move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Comments, Dr. Borges?
We've had many opportunities for discussion. I know we've answered many questions, whether they came during this format or via email to myself, and we find ourselves at the first reading this evening. So our staff is here. We can answer any other questions that might be there, but presenting the budget as we talked about it at our last work session.
Comments or questions from the board? While you're thinking about that, I would just add that our next action on the budget will be Monday prior to our regular scheduled meeting. We will hold a special call meeting at 5:30 for the second reading and adoption of the budget, and then that will be followed by our regular scheduled monthly board meeting. And then at that point in time, if we adopt the budget, it will be forwarded on to the city for their action on that. And Mayor, thank you for being here tonight as well. Comments or questions from anyone on the board? Hearing none, a motion on the floor is to approve the FY17 budget on first reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Being no additional items for action on the budget, we are adjourned.